Lauren, let's talk a little bit about Bigfoot and the Jersey Devil. Is there a tie-in? Because did not the X-Files depict the Jersey Devil as Bigfoot?
Yeah, the X-Files, when the show came on, they actually, the first reports said that it was a Bigfoot, and then as the FBI agents got closer and closer, they really discovered that it was a female feral human that, you know, ate body parts and did different things like that. And when John Green, a famous Sasquatch researcher from British Columbia, came to New Jersey in the 1970s, he found out that a lot of people were calling the Bigfoot reports that he was hearing about from New Jersey, they were calling it the Jersey Devil. So that kind of confusion has been there for a long time. But in recent years, the Bigfoot reports have really broken off from the Jersey Devil reports, and there's a new creature that they're calling Big Red Eye. And Big Red Eye really, of course, speaks to the red reflective or glowing eyes that you often get in the Bigfoot reports. And those have been very, very prominent in the New Jersey reports. But in actuality, one of the earliest reports of a Bigfoot in New Jersey was mentioned in the New York Herald for January 9th, 1894, when they publicized under the headline Wild Manhunt in New Jersey, reports of a Bigfoot-type creature. Of course, back in the 19th century, they never used the word Bigfoot because it wasn't in use at that time. So all of these reports were always called wild men or, you know, escaped gorilla or something like that from zoos. But those reports have been there. They're right up to date. One of the prominent ones that I investigated in the 1990s was a ranger, a state park ranger named John Irwin, who reported during his rounds of the state forest there in the Pine Barrens, he actually saw a creature that was over 6 feet tall, covered totally in hair, walking upright, crossing the road. A very typical kind of Bigfoot report, but right there in New Jersey.
Well, where in the heck did these wings come from all of a sudden?
Well, the wings of the earlier reports have nothing to do, of course, with the Bigfoot-like creatures. The Jersey Devil ones with the wings just seem to have always been there in the Jersey area. And that really does connect up with the notion that what people were seeing or what they were hearing in the woods was related to the Leeds Devil, the old 1700s report. So maybe imagination, maybe they could have been related to the Thunderbirds or the Mothman-like creatures that are often reported, or even the Lizardman reports that you get from New Jersey, too. So it's really hard to tell. It just seems to be one of those things where people were trying to label the best they could what they were seeing, and if they saw a flying creature like a giant bat or a Thunderbird-like creature, they would call it the Jersey Devil.
Wasn't Leeds a supposed witch?
Well, that gets confusing. Some of the reports talk about her being a witch. Some of them just mention she was just an overworked housewife.
With 13 kids.
Yeah, with 13 kids. And she.
But that's very overworked.
Right. Cursed her kid. But yeah, I've heard the, and we did research and find that some of the folklore did talk about her being a witch. And there's actually other stories from around the country, like we do mention in the book, about a story like this and from Alabama where another woman cursed her child and then it turned into the devil. So that motif that if you cursed your children, they would become devils or demons, I think even comes down to us in the Damien, folklore and crypto fiction that we find in films nowadays.
Is it possible, Lauren, that they're talking about many different creatures? Bigfoot, the Jersey Devil with wings, Mothman, which could be related to the Jersey Devil, but perhaps there's many things going on down there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I very much feel that the most unfortunate thing about this this whole notion of the Jersey Devil is it's an umbrella term that hides many evils, so to speak, and it hides many creatures. And in many ways, when we look into the Mothman reports from around Point Pleasant, as John Keel and I quickly found out, that people were talking about Bigfoot, they were talking about cattle mutilations, men in black, UFO reports, all using the Mothman umbrella. And it's just one of those cases where a local name like the Jersey Devil, if somebody has any kind of curse, bad luck, they see any kind of creature, or they have anything that's a little bit abnormal, it's some way related to the Jersey Devil.
Let's talk, if you can, about John Green, who is a Sasquatch researcher. What's his involvement with the New Jersey Devil, Lauren?
Well, he's very much involved with it because what John Green did, of course, was give a lot of... He was a journalist out in British Columbia, and even before the Bigfoot reports of the 1958, John Green was investigating up in British Columbia, looking into some of the 1940s and 1950, early 50 Sasquatch reports. And so all of a sudden, because he'd written little pamphlets, he started getting reports from all over the country, and so people in New Jersey started writing him. He came out to New Jersey, investigated them, found that indeed some of the reports of hairy creatures that were upright, they didn't have wings, they didn't have horns, they didn't, even back then, they didn't really report the red eyes. And so John was quite shocked to find that that many of these reports of the Jersey Devils were really indeed Bigfoot reports, but they were being mislabeled. And he talked to me about that in the 1970s, and then he put it in his book.
Well, you there, Lauren? Well, we lost Lauren Coleman, so we'll get the connection back in and get him back on as soon as we can. Lauren Coleman, of course, was in the midst of talking about Bigfoot. And Sasquatch came by, ripped his phone out of his wall, and he's gone. You know, it's kind of weird that these things seem to happen, but they do. By the way, we have a split program for you tonight. So next hour, we'll take phone calls with Lauren Coleman, and then Craig Hewlett joins us, and we're going to be talking about GPS tracking of people. We got Lauren back on the line then. They got you. Bigfoot knows how to clip a phone line, Lauren.
Wow, that was pretty spooky.
That was just bang. You were gone. You still there? Yeah, there you are.
Yes. It's part of the problem talking about Mothman or Jersey Devils, I guess.
Maybe. Okay, but well, let's pick up. So these reports, are there many reports in the New Jersey area about Bigfoot?
There's many reports. And
you still there?
Hello?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there. Lauren?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. What's happening back there?
I don't know. The phone's just kind of falling apart.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Hang in there.
There's many reports of the Jersey Devil, and of course, and then with regard to Bigfoot, the Pine Barrens is an area of 1 million acres of kind of scrubby trees, pines, different things like that, and we're getting many, many reports. Like I mentioned, from 1894 on, and these reports very much talk about the Jersey Devil being the name being used. But what we're finding is that the Bigfoot reports over and over again are coming out. Reported to be over 6 feet tall, upright, and with these red glowing eyes. And also, of course, traditional nuance that we see in other reports is they really are haunting lovers' lanes. They're haunting those areas where people are kind of hanging out in kind of casual ways.
Weird.
And also attacking trailers, being seen around trailers. And in many ways, trailers are really the outskirts of civilization. We know that the many people who aren't really in development areas yet or in urban areas oftentimes settle new lands with cabins and trailers and different things like that. So we're finding that in New Jersey also.